time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
And this episode of Abandoned Manitoba is brought to you by the letter K. Good morning, Gordon Goldsborough.
Good morning, Nadia.
What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about a building in St. Boniface that has a chimney marked with large letter Ks at the top. And I said last week that it was a reminder of a tumultuous period in Manitoba history during the 1920s. And what I was talking about was, as far as I know, the oldest brewery building in Winnipeg that goes back to 1924.
Okay, so I'm not much of an expert on beer or breweries, even though I'm from the UK where there's a pub on every corner of the street. But presumably, beer brewing started in Manitoba much earlier than 1924.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So beer brewing has had a long connection with, among other things, the fur trade. Here in Manitoba, we had, of course, the Hudson's Bay Company. And as far as I could tell, the earliest record of beer brewing for the HBC was a guy named William Clark. And he was brewing beer at York Factory as early as 1694. So, oh yeah, long history of it. Now, presumably because at York Factory, there wasn't any ability to make the raw materials there, they would bring them in from England by sea. So if you talk about local baking of beer with local ingredients, well, that's perhaps as recently as 1845. There was a brewery established at Lower Fort Garry, and it used locally grown barley and hops. But it ceased operation in April of 1880, but by that time there were already 7 commercial breweries operating in Winnipeg.
And who were these early commercial brewers?
Well, arguably the first non-Hudson's Bay Company brewer at Winnipeg was a fellow named Celestin Thomas. He was from France, and he brewed beer here as early as 1862. He established a brewery at Winnipeg. His original brewery was at Middlechurch. His brewery in 1873 was in Winnipeg. And interestingly enough, it was at a very famous intersection, the southwest corner of Broadway and Osborne, where actually breweries have stood for many decades. In fact, there's a nifty little saying for that intersection: salvation, education, legislation, and damnation. And what it refers to is that in that intersection, we have All Saints Anglican Church. So that's the salvation. We used to have the University of Manitoba. It has since moved. That was education. Of course, we have the legislative buildings. That's legislation. And at the southeast corner, or southwest corner, rather, we had the Labatt's Brewery and Beer Store. And that was damnation.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to think about that every time I cross that intersection. Okay, so you mentioned in your clue at the beginning about this tumultuous period in Manitoba during the 1920s. Are you referring to Prohibition?
Yes, we are. So back in March this year, I talked about the implementation of Prohibition in Manitoba and that it was the result of 3 separate referendums on the subject as far back as 1892. And although there was widespread public support for Prohibition in the early 20th century, no action was taken until June 1916, because that's when the government passed what was called the Manitoba Temperance Act. And basically, it banned the sale of beverages that contained over 2.5% alcohol, roughly half the amount in ordinary beer. But of course, as I'm sure most people know, there were numerous ways to acquire beer during Prohibition. You know, you could brew it yourself, for example, but for those unable to brew their own, they could buy temperance beer.
Okay, tell us more about temperance beer.
Well, it was a beer that complied with the rules. It didn't contain more than 2.5% alcohol. You know, and of course, today we have, you know, near beer, we have low alcohol beer, we have light beer, a lot of beers that contain low alcohol. Well, they had them back then too. And this, you know, was made with the same basic ingredients as beers, malted barley and hops. And among other things, Winnipeg's Drury's Brewery, which I always love the name, Drury's Brewery, it was selling a temperance beer called Maltum. And as early as 1908, fully 8 years before the imposition of Prohibition. And interesting enough, it sold at the same price as Drury's regular beer. And apparently it was because it cost more to produce.
How long did Prohibition last in Manitoba?
7 years. So the provincial government held another referendum in July 1923, and it supported an amendment to the Manitoba Temperance Act to permit the sale of full-strength beer and wine under, well, strict government control. And that's what we had through much of the 20th century. Well, with the repeal of Prohibition in 1924, breweries that had stayed afloat, so to speak, on temperance beer and other soft products, they began ramping up production of full-strength beer. So by 1925, the year after Prohibition was repealed, Winnipeg had 8 breweries. And one of them was something called the Kewl Brewing Company that had been established in early 1924, again, on the heels of Prohibition, by a fellow named Charles Kewl from Crookston, Minnesota. In mid-1924, he began construction of a state-of-the-art brewery on St. Joseph Street in St. Boniface, and by June of 1925, the brewery could brew and store 30,000 barrels of beer a year. Now, I realize that's not an easy statistic to understand, 30,000 barrels. How much is that? Well, it's about 1 million gallons, or to put it another way, that's 1.5 gallons of beer for every man, woman, and child in Manitoba.
Well, that seems like plenty to go around.
Well, when Kewl opened in 1925, the total annual beer consumption in Manitoba was about 2 million gallons, or about double what he was making, because there were, of course, other breweries that got on board too. And by 1955, just 30 years later, beer consumption had jumped tenfold to 10 million gallons per year. And the jump was primarily marked after the Second World War. So through the late 40s, into the 1950s, into the early 1960s, was a very dramatic period of change in the brewing industry. It was a period of what we could call the consolidation period. So by the time you get to 1963, there are 52 breweries in Canada, the whole nation, 52 of them, and they were owned by just 10 companies. And most of those 52 were owned by just 3 breweries, what were called at the time the Big Three. There was Labatt's, there was Molson's, there was Carling O'Keefe, and they controlled, and I'm always amazed by the statistic when I think about it, they controlled 96% of Canadian beer sales by 1989. At that time, Molson's and Carling merged, and it left just 2 major breweries. So 2 breweries to supply all of Canadians in their thirst.
Now, earlier you said that the Kewl building was the oldest surviving brewery in Manitoba. So there was nothing before that?
Well, there were buildings before that. But my point is that many of the early buildings are now gone. So there may be older ones out there. And, you know, I'm just not aware of them. I did a fairly thorough job, I think. So what I did is I went to the 1925 directory for Winnipeg, and I found 8 breweries listed in Winnipeg. I obtained their addresses from that directory, and I went to each of those locations to see what was there now. And only at the Kewl site was there a building still standing. And that's the basis of my statement about it being the only one left. It was clearly the former brewery. You know, again, there was that large letter K for Kewl on the chimney, on each side of the chimney. And in fact, when I first saw it, I thought, well, what does the K stand for? Because at that time, I didn't make the connection between Kewl and the building. I also looked at other buildings. So there was, for example, on Furby Street, the Molson's Brewery. It closed in 1989. On Redwood Avenue was the former Carling Brewery, and it closed in 1997. Well, both those buildings, big, big brewery buildings, have been demolished. The only other building that I was able to find that can lay a claim to early beer heritage was one at the corner of Osborne and Mulvey, which is now home to the Mulvey Flea Market. But I don't think it was a brewery. It was used for shipping beer. It was a depot, not for the making of beer.
And what happened to the Kewl Brewery?
Well, it was taken over by Labatt's in 1961, but it continued to operate under the Labatt's name until August of 1976, when it was closed. So the end of the story for that building on St. Joseph in St. Boniface is 1976. The building, of course, is still there, occupied by a variety of small businesses, none of them really related to brewing.
What about the oldest surviving brewery in Manitoba?
Today, the big breweries are multinational corporations, none of which brew in Manitoba. They brew elsewhere in Canada, but not here in Manitoba. So a case could be made that the oldest brewery here is Fort Garry Brewing, the province's first microbrewery, which was founded in 1994. Its founder, the late Richard Hoshin, was carrying on a proud family tradition that dated back to his grandfather and great uncle, who started Fort Garry in 1930. But lest you think that the history of that brewery goes right back to 1930, well, the reality was that their brewery was bought out by Molson's in 1958. So it continued from 1930 to 1958. But the present incarnation of Fort Garry dates from 1994 when Hoshin started it. And so today we have at least 17 microbreweries that are carrying on Manitoba's tradition in brewing. And it's interesting because, of course, what it means is brewing is done on a very local scale, which harkens right back to the days of the Hudson's Bay Company and Celestin Thomas, and they're brewing locally.
Gordon, thank you for this.
You're welcome.
And what's the clue for next week?
Well, next week we're going to have the final installment in our series, Remnants of Early Manitoba, on places around the province where we can see things that would have been familiar to people living here in 1870, of course, this being Manitoba's 150th birthday. Our focus this time will be on places with an Indigenous connection.
Gordon, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Talk next week. Bye-bye.
Every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.